Just after the cuts to the stewardship program came out of the Republican-held budget writing committee, the governor stood on the banks of Lake Mendota at Governor Nelson's state park, vowing to veto them. With the same setting as his backdrop, Governor Doyle made it official.
I am pleased to announce I am vetoing the Republican cuts to our stewardship program. I am also announcing today that I will veto the Republican plan to require the DNR to sell off $40 million of land over the next 2 years.
Governor Doyle called the Republican stewardship cuts a misguided attack on Wisconsin's outdoor legacy.
This veto represents much of what is happening in this budget. Short-sighted political attacks, trying to get even for past slights, thinking only about what is the political battle for today. As governor, I have to think more broadly. I have to really think about what is Wisconsin going to look like 5 years, 10 years, and in the case of the stewardship funding, 50 and 100 and 200 years from today.
But one of the Republican budget crafters says cuts to the stewardship fund were in fact forward-thinking. State Senator Bob Welch.
Well, this is a very difficult budget. You get a $3.2 billion hole, and we made some very difficult decisions. And one was, basically, when you're behind in your mortgage payments, you don't go buy the lot next door to your house. And we felt that spending $30 million a year on buying new land instead of $60, and also more than the $23 we used to spend for about the whole 1990s, was a very wise move to cut it in half for now. He's announcing the wonderful part of his vetoes right now where he's restoring funding, but it'll be interesting to see the bad part of his vetoes where he's actually cutting spending.
Governor Doyle says Republican cuts to stewardship bonding had little effect on the budget deficit. Senator Bob Welch says Republicans designated that money from the sale of public lands was to go toward a rainy day fund. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.